dirty waters that Jesus walked on.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Who is that? That dude says he was rocking the city too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Nah. I told lies. My soul cried. Let's go, man. How you feeling over there, Moses?
I'm good.
My nigga Dave.
We in here.
CJ, what up? Got my wife in here. Yeah. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Dave B.
This is episode 71 on you motherfuckers.
Yep.
Thank y'all for that keep listening to us. That subscribe to us. We on Facebook. We on Instagram. We on Apple Podcasts. We on Spotify. We on everything, man. Come fuck with us. Rate our shit. Let us know how we doing and shit.
Yeah. We still putting shit out for y'all because we out here risking our lives.
You know, Dave, man? You're not risking your life.
Man,
though.
We are, nigga. It's some shit flowing out.
This is home, though. What you mean?
So what, nigga? You still out in the streets. I'm still out in the streets. This nigga still out in the streets. And we getting together, so we risking our lives. You know what I mean? Shit's still floating around out here.
In these streets.
You know what I mean?
Coronavirus, man. This shit, goddamn, man.
Again, shout out to the nurses and the first responders and all of them.
Yes, healthcare workers.
And get them niggas hazard pay, too.
Truck drivers.
That's a fact.
Contractors, electricians, all postal workers.
All of us essentials.
Essential niggas. Yeah. I'm essential nigga. I got the paperwork in the car.
Yeah, me too.
Fuck cancer.
None of those. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to state that. You know what I mean?
It's a fact.
Fuck cancer. Oh, shit, it's 444. Ain't that some shit? How do you niggas act when y'all sick, though?
Yeah,
with the sick? Corona shit going on. How do you act when you're sick, though?
First of all, like, ain't
I'm
nobody...
I'm the realest nigga.
Ain't nobody... First of all,
you
shut up.
Shit.
I'm the realest nigga.
Shut up. Ain't nobody hard when you sick. Like, everybody's like a fucking
no,
baby.
I am.
No, I don't.
I still drink Hennessy while I'm sick, bro.
You light skin. I feel like you cry a lot.
Here we go. What?
Like, you can tell your eyes is like meant for tears.
These eyes are meant for tears.
You
be crying over the little things. Stomp, my toe.
But you about to tell us that you act like a little bitch while you sick, though.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying?
You be over there crying. Where's the medicine? I need it.
I'd be looking like, I feel like I'm like one of them sad-ass puppies and shit. Like, long ass jaw and shit. That's what I'm just sad as fuck. Like,
yeah, I get fucking bad ear infections. So when them shits be coming, I got so much pressure in my head. Nigga be in the bed all curled up like a little bitch.
Damn.
Yeah, that should be hurting though. Any type of pressure in your head to make it bring the soft shit about you. That's for sure.
Damn.
Yeah.
I ain't know that about you, Dave.
Yeah, that shit is no joke.
I knew you soft, but I ain't know you had all that. Sorry.
Yeah, whatever, nigga.
No, I'm the realest. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm sick. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife be trying to say otherwise, but don't believe her.
Yeah.
You be bitch.
Fuck.
Curled up. Like a little bitch.
I need some soup.
Take care of me, please.
I I do be in the house like, yo, know, I need this.
What's wrong with you?
Can you bring the remote?
You can walk. You can walk to the bathroom. I can't.
Pass the bedpan. You's a dirty nigga.
Oh, man. See, it is.
Fuck y'all.
This nigga Lex be shitting in the bedpan. I got a cold.
Man, fuck you, Dave. At least somebody's coming to take care of me.
That's a fact. Can I get some chips?
That's my. That's a fact.
Somebody's taking care of me, goddamn.
The other side of my bed, cold as a motherfucker.
All right, all right.
I ain't mad at you.
Talking shit. Episode 71.
Because they know you got to do the same thing when they sick.
Yeah, you should.
You should
send the contract. Oh,
look, you should. I ain't
send the contract.
I don't know if I do. I don't know if I do. I do well when you sick.
Yo, damn. You already, when the person looked down, look, the person looked down before the question.
Don't
embarrass yourself.
Right. Do not believe these jokes that we have. Listen, Dirty World, let me tell y'all. Oh,
now you trying to do a disclaimer out there.
People was laughing right there. It was like, yeah, you're right.
Now
you're right.
When the person looks down,
it's like you asked your kid, you eat the last cake.
Mm-hmm. Listen, these are jokes. Listen.
Wait, hold on. Smell that? That's Lysol. Just clean that up, baby. Let's clean it up.
If you listen to Dirty Water and you fuck with us, you got to understand, we just be talking a lot of shit, just telling jokes, and we just like to have fun. And make sure you pouring up some dirty water, man, or at least roll a backwood or a raw paper, something in that nature. You know what I mean? If not, you can do it sober, too. I'm just talking shit at the end of the day.
Light up whatever you want.
Whatever you want, man.
Are y'all scared of the corona, though? Like, honestly, are y'all like, I think
it's real, and I think everybody gonna catch it. I got bad bronchitis. I hope it don't take me out. But I'm out here trying to get this money, so I'm rocking. Baby.
Hey, Trump, hurry up with my check too.
Sorry. I'm out here.
Hurry up my check.
You know, saying my faith is hard. So,
oh, man, if it's time for me to go, it's time for me to go.
My faith
Hopefully
is hard.
It ain't. But I'm riding right now.
No, I'm not doing nothing careless and shit like so. Been washing my hands and shit.
So y'all, kind of selfish.
So y'all sounding scared.
I said I am. I believe
it.
Why should
I be
scared?
Why should I be scared? I've been doing this.
I'm just saying, you sound, like, sound like you got little butterflies. That's
you
all
ain't
I'm
been
saying,
washing man. Your hands.
Dave, you
booty
can't.
Scratcher?
You can't. Dave, you can't come
my
to my
booty.
Crib. Don't shit in my house no more, bro.
What?
Nah. I'm sick of Dave, man. I'm fucking sick of this nigga.
Why would you say that?
Nah, because listen, man. He come to the crib. He knows it's my kid's bathroom, right?
My nigga, you want me to use your bathroom?
No, I want you to go
last
outside.
Last time I went in your bathroom,
I
your wife
you
had
outside.
Drawers hanging up everywhere. I'm not going in there no more. I'm not going in, man. No more. So I'm going to use
your
kid's bathroom.
You're not supposed to tell the pod that, bro.
Yeah. Well, listen.
So you had to be like... So you had to
she
be
was
like,
go ahead, use the bathroom. So, like, I'm not using the bathroom, man. Come on. I'm not doing
say,
that.
You had to be like you was
forgot.
In church and look down.
Yeah,
hold your hand up.
Nah, fuck that. Cause see, Dave, listen, you know there's no window in that bathroom. And then when you fucking leave the bathroom, you don't turn the fucking the vent. Nothing like that. Come on. You don't spray the spray.
I ain't see the spray.
There's spray in there.
I ain't see the spray.
I'm telling you what it is.
Your son be in there pissed off. What the fuck, man?
No. Listen, the rest of the family.
I can't even do my boy's duties.
No, listen.
Because it's boo
in here. Bro, the rest of the family is pissed off because the smell is coming all through the living room. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
That was inconsiderate. I'm sorry.
Come on. Nah, don't worry about it. Don't come in the house no more.
You know
more.
How my stomach is,
don't come in no
he
more.
Eat a lot of tacos.
My stomach is, I can't take
man,
too much.
Fuck that shit. Stinking ass, booty scratching little boy. Yeah.
Definitely a shitty nigga.
He be doing it on purpose. Probably get you back.
I'm going
to
eat some
nigga.
Indian food.
No, he going outside next time.
I'm fucking
you
want
me to shit in your yard?
You can shit in the yard. No, shit in the neighbor yard.
No, I'm gonna shit in your yard.
No, you know how you be walking.
Why
Henny?
You tell him to shit
go
in the
on
yard.
The street real quick. Go shit with her. You know what I'm saying? Fuck
right
out
the
of
side?
Here, dog ass motherfuckers.
Oh,
man.
That's dirty.
I still
the
love
coronavirus
you, bro.
Out
I still
here.
Love
talking
you,
about
bro.
You
man.
Want to shit outside? What's wrong with
you? Let me tell y'all about my daughter.
Let's go.
3 years old.
Okay.
Little Lexi. Beautiful. Cute as a button.
Thug life.
Yeah.
Definitely motherfucking thug life to the core, right? Falls, bumps her head, she laughs about it. That's just how she roll, right? Well, you know, she's young. She's three, so we like to get her hair braided. And, you know, shout out to my niece, Tamara. She likes to put the beads and shit in her hair. You know what I mean? She hold me down. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Cubs.
Yeah. Lexi decides, I meant to talk about this last episode, but I forgot. Like, you know, I'm coming to meet up with y'all to do pre-production and shit.
Yeah.
Right before I'm getting around, I got about 10 more minutes before I'm about to leave the crib.
Mm-hmm.
Here come Lexi, coming out of nowhere, running, screaming, ah, bead, pointing at her nose and shit.
Yeah.
She managed to get a motherfucking hair bead clogged all the way up her motherfucking nose.
I can see it.
You can see it?
Yeah, I can picture it, because kids be like, we don't understand stuff and be curious. So I'm pretty sure she put it in there for a minute.
She's like, you know what?
And then, like, let me see how far, and then it went too far. And then she tried to get it out.
Yeah. Right.
So when she's trying to get it out, you pushing it in. So it just made it worse. She was, like, panicking mode right there. You know what I'm saying?
She listened to the podcast?
No, she don't. Why was she? What?
Was the bead blue?
It was purple.
Oh. So she might have seen you busting a blue chew down one time.
Oh, my God.
In the house or something. She was like, my dad did this.
Put it through the nose.
You want to watch blue chew? Hold on, let me take your blue chew. Shit.
Dave, you better not ever in your life insinuate my daughter trying to snort anything again.
Hey, listen, she seen you do it.
No, nigga. Why you always bringing up this topic?
I seen Pop snort a blue chew.
I ain't snort no blue chew.
Okay.
That was cocaine that time. That was it.
See,
I'm sorry. What you want me to do? That time, I tried it. It was what it was. It's over
but
with.
Honestly,
it's over with.
But honestly, like, did your
own. Might not be.
See, honestly, did your freak out? Did your freakness come out? Because I would have been freaked
definitely,
out.
Bro.
Yeah, how'd you feel?
Definitely.
Because like, I'm freaked out. I would have been like, ah.
Listen, let me tell you, I was freaking the fuck out. Like, because I'm like, oh my God, I got to get this shit the fuck up out of it. Like, that was just like my only instinct, man. Yeah.
She wouldn't let you, huh?
When I tell you she's a thug for real. Like, you know what I mean? She would not lay there still. I'm trying to try with the tweezers. I'm trying to try with a Q-tip to try to, you know what I mean? But I mean, that shit was so clogged all the way up her nose. I'm trying to get her to sneeze.
Yeah.
What we use, like some nasal spray and stuff, try to get her to sneeze and stuff like that. And, yeah, I try to, you know, smell some pepper so you can try to sneeze and all this other type of shit. And, bro,
So how long did it take the doctor to get it out? 2 seconds.
Bro. Emergency room. Had to go to the emergency
room.
With
some tweezers? Yeah, some it was long?
They had to swaddle her up.
Yeah, got
it out in like 2 seconds.
Y'all what tells me is y'all niggas is soft. You know what Faye and my mother would have did to me if I had a bead? I'm not going to no fucking doctors.
The funny thing was I had to ask my mom. I was like, have I ever got a bead? I said, oh, I'm a boy. I ain't never got no fucking bead up my nose. What am I talking about here?
You could have stuck something up your nose.
Well, so I was thinking that, too. Yeah, but no, I ain't never.
Fucking Lego or something.
Oh, man. Yeah, glad that never happened.
A little Lego man head. Boop.
But the doctor, like, wifey called a doctor. They was like, you know, you need to, you're going to have to pretty much, because they was trying to give us options to what to try to do. But they was like, they don't want it to go all the way through her nose and then go to her lung and all this kind of shit. And I'm not for that. I'm already fucked up. Right. I'm already freaking out. I just want her to hold still and let me get this shit out. So, yeah. Little Lexi. Any of y'all have 3-year-olds out there? You know what I mean? Be careful. Watch your kids. I need to keep a close eye on my kids, is what I'm saying right now. Like,
I ain't going to lie. I would have been in a mess.
And watch them watching you, too, nigga.
Like both of us in a mess, we never got nothing done. She probably been like, "What the fuck is wrong with y'all?"
I was in the nose. What the fuck?
All fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody. I was like, "Sir, could you calm down?"
Fucking no! It's in her fucking nose. I would kill this nigga if you don't hurry up with my fucking.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, sir, please. It would shot me with a tranquilizer gun. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. You already know, like, I'm to the stream, like.
Shit is crazy, man.
They ain't even gave you that vaccine, nigga. And then, off
us, and then
we took two shots and cooled down. Yeah, let's go. Sir, you was too calm. Don't worry about it. Just get your shit. I'm my fucking daughter knows, so I can go. And don't touch me.
And shout out to Little Lex. You know what I mean? Little Lex. That's my little homie. I love him to death. 11 years old.
Little big head nigga. I seen that nigga yesterday.
Yeah. Well,
he the coolest.
Yeah, well, he got all the shit going on, though.
He asked the craziest
questions. I'm here to pod, and I'm going to tell y'all about this little nigga.
He asked the craziest questions.
Yeah, he's asking Dave if he's a murderer. What the fuck's wrong with this guy? Anywho.
Have you ever...
He gets caught up talking to his little girlfriend. Spicy. I mean, spicy.
He was texting his legs crossed?
From what I was told, that the little girl initiated. Remember I told y'all this little girl's going to be a little goddamn problem? Remember I told y'all that shit?
You probably started.
Oh, it's the same girl.
Yeah, it's a little girlfriend. They broke up, got back together, all that bullshit. Yeah, right.
Sounds about right.
I told you, fatal attraction type shit at 11. It's how I'm feeling, but I don't like it. Whatever.
You was like, my shit don't want it.
I don't like it. I'm telling you
right now. My shit don't want it.
I don't like it. So.
He won it. What did he do?
So, he gets fucking caught up.
Come on, Stevie.
From his mama. You know what I mean?
CJ shirt about to rip off. You better get that mic get right.
I don't know what's up with
you. Don't get this right.
I didn't listen. I don't know what this is. Oh, okay. Got you. We good, right? We good, CJ?
CJ over there sweating.
We good, CJ? All right, cool. So,
CJ sweating over there. They look like Pat and Leather. What? Oh, the handkerchief?
Oh, my God. So this is how y'all going to do
it? I don't know, nigga. Good.
So anyway, little Lex out here talking spicy to his little girlfriend, but it was looking like she was the one that was initiating it first, though.
Okay. How spicy?
I'm talking nasty.
How spicy was
it? I'm talking about... She want to do this and do that.
What's this and that,
like,
nigga?
He was like... He was
what
like,
is this
he
and
was
that?
Like, I want you to eat my dick. And she said, I will. I said, whoa.
Ew.
That don't sound like that don't she sound initiated. Like, you know what was the first message?
It was like a video of... A porn video? She was sending like porn videos. She was sending porn videos to him. This is what I want to do to you. Okay. And he like, hold up, at 11? He was confused for a second.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made me take his side.
But she knew the vibe.
She had.
How old is he?
11.
What did he text?
That's about right.
He was at first. He was like 11, and then what did and he then after text? That, after that, he was with the shit.
He got in his bag.
Yeah. After that, he was with the shit. He was with the shit.
Hold on. Who called it?
Ooh.
His grandma.
Grammy called it.
His grandma. When Lexi got the bee stuck in her nose, he up at the crib because she blowing up the phone. Sleep.
Hold on.
He's sleep. She blowing up the phone. Grandma like, damn, why this little girl keep blowing your shit up? Let me see what's going on.
She know the vibe.
And then she went through that shit and seen the nastiness. You know what I'm saying? And the nastiness was on display. That's what the fuck was going on. Little Lex out here trying to get his little rocks off.
Damn, did you ask the question like, how did he come around the corner and see the phone? That's the best time. What the fuck is
his
the
reaction?
Camera? Yeah. Because you know
what
I
mean? For me said, as a parent, though, we had to sit down with him and discuss, like, yo, bro, what you trying to have a baby? Like, is that what you're trying to do right now?
Did y'all
like,
show him discussing stuff? Y'all got to show him.
You want an STD out here?
You know
here?
What I'm saying? Like, for real.
You're
yeah,
11 like, years old. Like, what the fuck is you talking about? Like,
showing the pregnancy and stuff.
I can't help you. Look, I can't help you take care of no baby. I'm taking care of your little sister. And you. Fuck you talking about, man. Like, relax out here, man.
Yeah, man. The kids,
I wasn't mad though.
The kids' hormones, they get real freaky a lot earlier nowadays. I don't think, you know, and they were born with what's that shit? Social media and electronics and
see,
shit.
See, that was something I looked at.
Yeah,
we didn't have that.
We ain't had it. We might
at that age.
We might have been talking a little nasty, dogs. We wasn't too busy. Sending pictures.
Like, we had
shit.
Too much to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, like, that's the problem. Like, kids ain't got too much. We
niggas ain't never played, like, hide and go get it or nothing like that.
We did, but, like,
Nah.
But Dave.
You know what I mean? No shades. I don't know. Shaking her head, huh?
Dave, we had a little humping moments.
I don't know what. Yeah, definitely 11. How did it go get it? You play with the girls? Yeah. You catch him, you hump him a little bit.
And then you run off?
And then you run off.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you shaking your head? You remember that? Why you talking about it? You remember that?
How to go get
it? Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Why do you think the game house? Yeah, let's play house.
Yeah. House is nasty,
I'm daddy.
Yeah.
You the mommy.
And I'm daddy. Shut up.
Smack the hell.
And you the mommy.
Nah, I smacked the back of my head. I smacked myself back of the head so fast. He was like, y'all be playing house. Smack up, you be playing shit.
Oh, you better watch him, too.
That's how you get.
Oh, I do. Like,
yeah, you better watch him, too.
I didn't have my conversations, like, with him. Yeah, because, like,
he's out here, too.
I didn't have that conversation. I showed him some videos. Okay, you want to be grown? Let's see this. He was like,
Yo, so let me tell you something else.
Hey, Lil Lex.
Oh, go ahead.
Use a condom, man.
Oh, my God.
No, nah, but
please.
All it is that. Please. But honestly, though, it's all it is that fake peer pressure. Kids are trying to act like they're doing something, they ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like they
until
say,
they do it.
Yeah,
wifey had to call the parent though.
Yeah, that was a good move.
Had to call the parent. Parent to parent. You have to know.
First of all, you got to be aware of what's going on with your children. Got to think of the situation. Nobody's that cool to even start off because you both nervous. You know what I'm saying?
Apparently, so, she real cool. This ain't her first rodeo.
Might not.
She trying to see what it's about. That's what cuz told me. I don't know.
I don't want to hear it.
That's what it seemed like. That's what it looked like. So,
but you know, like I said, kids is they exploring their sexualities a lot faster.
I was blaming it on her.
You just got to
early though,
yeah,
bro.
You just got to educate them. You got
to
educate them.
That's why I can't wait for you. Because
it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen regardless.
That's why I can't wait for you.
You gotta blame both parties though, man. I would have blamed her, but he said
I'm too cool to sweat that. I'm like, listen. It'd probably be different if I had a daughter.
Oh, God.
But, you know, regardless, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You just got to pray that she's smart enough.
I can't wait
till
you have your little son. I can smack him in the back of the head.
Oh, yeah, I would love you because he's going to need a couple of smacks.
I'm going to smack him in the back of the head. I promise you that. Let me tell you something else about little Lex through all of this. Mm. Then he had the nerve to be watching the news with me, right? And, you know, talking these stimulus checks. I'm expecting one. Trump, hurry that shit up. Feel me? Hurry that shit up. Need that. I'm a family of four. I need that.
Hold on.
So.
Hold on.
See, he sound like you already.
Dave, wait a minute. Okay. With your son's shit, you know what he probably said, little Lacey? Look. I wouldn't get caught if you wouldn't get a shit in your nose.
Right.
I got caught because you had a shit in your nose.
Oh, look, now y'all need to relax.
Yeah,
no, but like
he gonna blame her.
That would never happen.
Yeah, man.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like stuff happens like for a reason.
That.
You know what
He's
saying?
Like,
that's what I'm saying. I feel
I
like.
Had shit rocking and your little crazy ass when
because he was at home. Y'all would have like what, been let him in the room and like would have let
the
him chill because you thought he was playing
the
game, right? You see what I'm saying? Like, you would have never known to walk in there.
Little cuz Wi-Fi popping.
Oh, hold on. I forgot this part, too. Let me tell you something else that pissed me off. She was blowing him because wifey was going through his shit, reading the messages. So she's blowing up his shit. And, she's hitting the end button on her. Like, cause she's trying to read. She's texting now, like, answer. I'm going to just talk to another nigga. And all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. I was like, yo, she don't love you, bro. She don't love you. Leave that alone.
That's the thing you gotta explain
look at
to
it.
Them like
they irrational.
Everything
at a young
age, man. Shout out to the parents though, honestly, because they was with it. They was like, you know, like parent to parent. Like we wasn't trying to start anything. We don't want nobody to get in trouble
or nothing like that.
You know what I mean? These are kids and we need to know what's going on and they need to be watching what they're doing. Like, you know what I mean? And we ain't for all that
That's
shit.
That's good.
So, little Lex in the stimulus check, he's like, so, it says $500 per kid. I was like, okay, what that mean? What you saying? So do I get that, like, in cash or something?
Do he get it in cash?
Nigga, what? Do you get it? Do you pay taxes?
Yeah.
Like, let's start there real quick. Do you pay? What job you got, little homie?
See, yeah.
Oh, hold on. School is out. Do you even need school clothes? Like, What you need this 500 for? You think I'm about to let you blow this 500 on VC and fucking Fortnite? No, I'm not that parent. I'm sorry.
He won his cut, man.
What cut?
No, but you know what you...
What cut?
No, but you hold on. You should just
show... How much money I spend in food?
Listen. Listen. Yeah. What you should just show him... Come out here. You see this house? You like living it? Okay, come here. Let me see your room. This right here?
Right.
Did you pay for anything?
Nothing.
Did you... What'd you... What in here did you get? I got some candy. Okay, take that out of there. Take it out and try to live on that. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Now, what you do is you hand him some money, and then you hand him a bill.
Yeah.
And you say, hey, you got to pay bills in here. And it'd be the exactly $500 bill. Pay
but that's that the thing, that. Too.
How much money you got left? You ain't
nothing.
Got a damn thing.
No, that's so over for you.
You got exactly what you started
but
with.
But see, that's the thing, nothing, too. Like, nigga. I'm trying to show, like, little Jeff, like, little bills, like, this is what I got to pay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is stuff you got to do. You know what I'm saying? So he'll know, like, I'm just not. Because when I was a kid, I thought parents had just money.
Yeah, shit was
I
sweet.
Never knew, like, how they had to spend money and shit. I thought, like, yo, they already, you know what I'm saying? This is theirs. Like, they were looking at me like crazy. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? Because they never, like, explained. So when I was young, I wish they would have explained that to me. So I would have been prepared a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. It makes them think, like, okay, I need to start saving up.
Shout out to our parents. They did their best.
Yeah. Definitely.
I always did their best. Ain't saying, but I just wish they taught me that.
Shout out to my barber. He got me fucked up. He think I ain't gonna see him during this quarantine. Nigga, you know you gonna pull up at the crib. You was doing that before this shit.
He gonna send you blueprints to cut your own hair, nigga. Shut up.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, he gotta pull up. I ain't got time for that shit. My son here going wild. He think we cutting all that shit off. Fuck that. You know what I mean?
Start about to get dreads. That little nigga look like he want dreads.
Started trying to look like a Rasta.
Mm-hmm. You can get dreads.
Oh, man. Y'all, how you doing during the quarantine with the barber, Dave? You look like you fresh over there. I see
good.
You, bro.
My barber at the house, so I got to pull up and risk my life over there.
Mm. Yeah, because he's just cutting anybody, too. They trying to get this money.
Yeah, he definitely getting that money. He got hair with gloves on, but I ain't seen a nigga clean the clippers beforehand, so I don't know what he did. Yeah, you know I mean? Like I said, I'm risking it.
I'm out here. The hood.
Yeah, it's the hood. Exactly.
Hood quarantine.
Yeah, well...
It's probably lights on it.
Cuz, pull up on me.
I'm sure he's doing it.
Playing out here.
What's wrong, CJ? He pissed, ain't you? It ain't going.
Nah, he fucking with us today. He was talking shit about us last week, but he fucking with us today.
He's mad as shit.
Hey, remember I said hold that thought? I figured out my fucking porn name.
Nobody
fuck
cares.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nah, it doesn't matter. It's Lexiconda.
Yeah, you will never get booked.
hey.
Next.
Hey.
Hey. Next subject. Yeah.
Hey, she liked it. She liked it.
And she better
support.
Like it.
You know what I mean?
Right. That's support.
Right.
Yeah, it's in the contract.
Like
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Look how she
look
at
her face. She looked down three times. We done said it every time. Right. You look down.
Hey, look, it's
a wrap.
If only y'all knew as much as she
shrimp cocktail. Which one you like?
No. Lexicon.
I'm not watching that. I am not watching no shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp cocktail.
Starring shrimp cocktail.
She better support it as much as she try to talk shit to me about shit I say on this motherfucker when I come home. It'd be arguments. All right, I'm just playing. I'm just
playing. Don't be no arguments. Let's go, you get knocked the fuck out. Oh, you think you slick? Bam!
I don't get
now get your bitch ass up and fix us something to eat.
Oh, that's how your relationship
you
goes, Moses.
And your daughter wants you to read a book.
Cream, Moses.
And your daughter wants you to read a book. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Why you hit me so hard?
Oh, man. I love you.
Hey, follow me on Instagram, man. Dirty Water Lex. Shit. My boy Dave, Dirty Water Dave B. And I swear this nigga is probably on BlackPanic.com Moses.
Okay, hold on.
I ain't shit.
But if you was a rapper, what would you rap about?
What would you rap about?
Like me, I think I'd be like funny, like Devin the Dude. Like
Ludacris,
you know, Devin
type?
Dude is, yeah. Like on that shit. Real life situations, but just funny.
I would rap about what everybody
Hot
else
beats.
Rapping about. Smoking weed, fucking bitches.
Oh my,
snug.
You ain't gonna make it. Oh. You're not gonna make it. You're not being you, you're not gonna make it.
I got all the dope out here.
You're not true to yourself.
Like, I'm saying,
not true to yourself.
What that rap about? See, I want to fit in.
CJ was, if CJ was a rapper, he wouldn't be no rapper. He would get other rappers and just play the flute like Kenny G.
These niggas,
man. He the black Kenny G.
They be out here rapping about fucking all the bad bitches, and then they baby mamas be fives.
That's why nobody believes. That's why
you got to you got to start somewhere. By nigga,
oh okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can't hold that shit against a nigga with a ugly
dreams,
baby.
I don't hold it against it's dreams. You know I mean? It's dreams. I can see it.
I question some shit. If I see you fucking bad bitches, then I see you with your wife. I'm like, that's your wife.
Well,
you loyal. You're not fucking a bad
bitch.
Say
your wife. You so much a baby mother. You know what I mean? You can always upgrade.
If
you fuck if your baby mother is ugly, you want him to continue fucking ugly bitches?
I've been fucking bad bitches. That's a beat of lyrics.
It depends on Ben. I mean, no. What's the time period?
But am I not lying?
Ben started 2 years ago.
Right.
You talking 10. I'm not
most
talking
of these rappers
10.
Be married though. Like Snoop Dogg and all them, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Max was married.
You know what I'm saying? Like you don't be knowing people marrying until like you see what's going
on. Married. Yep.
People didn't know LL Cool J was married.
That don't mean them niggas wasn't.
Nah, they definitely out there going crazy.
I seen a joint. LL Cool J said he had sex with a pregnant girl.
Mm-hmm.
A pregnant woman. Why he was fucking married?
Would you fuck with a pregnant girl?
No, we're not doing that.
Would you, Moses?
Yeah, it's juicy. What the fuck? It's stupid wet. I'm sick of you with this bullshit. Like I won't go say nothing.
Nah.
Pussy wet.
Get
it.
Somebody with somebody else, baby?
No,
that's what I'm saying with somebody else.
I'm wet.
That's a fetish.
Bam, bam, bam. That ain't my baby. Bam, bam, bam.
That ain't my baby.
That ain't my baby.
Baby got head dents. What?
Oh my god.
Hell no.
I'm just fucking with y'all.
No, you're not. He's not lying.
I am not fucking with you. You was too confident.
You're not lying. Yeah, I'm.
No.
I know, listen, but listen, though. I do agree with you. The
niggas
pregnant
do
pussy
that.
Is great.
Niggas is not caring.
But it's gotta be my pregnant
did we not
pussy
just
to do
hear,
it. Like,
did we not just hear Kodak Black like talk about Nipsey? Wife after, you know, saying Nipsey was dead. Didn't
yeah, but she is. Yeah, mm. But
rest in peace,
like,
Nipsey.
I'm just saying, like, niggas do not care, but.
Yeah, nah, niggas is sick.
I ain't niggas doing shit, mother. Man. I'm loyal.
She can't get pregnant, though. You know what I mean? Listen.
Josie!
So Dave, it's no pullout zone.
What?
Yeah, I guess.
What?
I guess.
What? He said she can't get pregnant.
Murder.
Yes. No, he
now
said
you
she can't get
murder.
Pregnant.
You,
that's not murder.
The brain damage. And now you suffocate.
That is. Now you suffocate.
What?
That is funny.
Yo. What?
Why that nigga grab me a shirt like that?
A little bit. The nigga is crazy.
Yo, Dave, yeah. What would you rap about if you was a rapper? What you gonna spit? What you gonna
rap about? Your shit, because I'm not a rapper. You know what I mean?
I hate Dave.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
I be man.
CJ is stupid.
Like, yeah. I can't
Nobody
rhyme.
Nobody never see shit.
I can't rhyme to save my life, my nigga. Fuck all that rap.
Have you tried?
No, I have.
And you couldn't?
I can't
we
rhyme.
Just saying,
my
no,
nigga.
We just saying you had the gift. This is if
what
you
if
had,
I
the
had
gift.
The gift.
Yeah.
My nigga, I don't.
You want to rap about your life? You want to rap about New York?
Huh?
Are you out of here?
Nah, my life is
all
boring.
Right, shout out my wife. She get up out of here during the middle of the episode. We all good. See you
peace
later.
Out, cuz.
See you later.
Right. Tired of looking at Judge. She's like, yeah, it's too funny. I can't keep laughing in his face like
that. She's
this.
Like, I'm tired of him saying all that crazy shit.
She don't even care about you.
Oh, anyway. The disrespect. Yo, relax, Dave. I be feeling like that sometimes.
Oh, shit.
Jokes.
Lying. No, I'm just joking.
Lights off. I'll probably talk about smoking weed. I'll probably be a weed rapper for
like
sure.
Like a Currency, Snoop Dogg kind of maybe.
Ooh, something like that action.
Yeah, like real smooth
shit.
Like
yeah,
shit.
Some smooth shit. Yeah.
I can that's see that what, with you, Dave.
Okay, hold on. Okay, since I say that, let's switch it up. Who would be your producers? I go first. Alchemist.
I know you was going to say that.
You already know.
Alchemist putting heat out.
Who else I really like? Timbaland.
You ain't gonna fuck with Swiss?
I got three. I fuck with. Yeah. And then I got three. You got three.
Go get three. Go. My.
Three to start out with. Hurry up.
These are the three gonna produce. That's gonna produce your album. Is
Dre.
What you're saying,
Dr. Dre?
Okay. Oh, I do Kanye.
I'm picking it. Okay.
I'm gonna fuck with Swiss, and I'm gonna fuck with I want to say Madlib. I fuck with Madlib. I love Alchemist, but I'm gonna fuck with Madlib.
I'm fucking with Alchemist. I'm fucking with I probably do A-Rap.
Ooh, good pick, Dave.
I got one last one, and Derringer. Fuck it.
Ooh,
that's solid.
You know what I mean?
That's fuck solid.
It. That's what we do.
Thank you, because he need to be in there. And I was gonna say a bonus if nobody said that.
Dave, I've been meaning to ask you how you feel about this coronavirus shit, the way New York is the highest state. You're not up there no more. I know you still got people up there. We still got people up there. You know what I'm saying? Man, and it's real. How you feel?
I hope everybody's staying inside. That's what I feel about it. I mean, I know why it's... I can see why it spread so crazy out there. It's because everybody in so tight in the...
On top of each other.
And right. The public transportation, everybody not being as clean as they need to be, and they touching shit, and other people coming around touching shit, and it's real easy to spread. So, and look, it's crazy to see Times Square all empty and shit.
For real,
so, that shit looks scary out there. But you know, everybody stay inside. Everybody should stay inside if you can, so this shit can pass. You know what I mean?
Where we have low cases here in North Carolina, but this shit is fucking crazy out here. Shout out to Foreside Podcast too.
That's a fact.
Shout out to them. They up there and they doing through what, like Skyping type or something?
Yeah, I think it's like Zoom or some shit. Yeah. They making it happen too.
Yeah, shout out to the grind, man. I respect the grind.
Them niggas is not letting nothing stop them.
They gotta make that money.
I admire that. Yeah, them they working.
You gotta understand, like people pay for shit, they still want shit to be going. Right.
Shout out to y'all keep it going, yo. And that shit is inspiring for real.
Hey, shout out to Joe Budden Podcast, because I listen to them actively, and they had to shut it down up there. Like, they say they can't work no more because of this shit right now. Yeah. So, we going to keep trying to push here at Dirty Water as much as we can, as long as it don't get out of control out here like it is up there. So, shout out to New York, man. What I got on here? Did y'all want to talk about Lamar Odom on Drink Champs, man? He was off. Shout out to Lamar Odom, because he's a legend to me.
Okay, I'm going to start off.
He's a legend to me.
I'm going to start off. Let me get some apple juice.
Let me get some apple juice.
Apple juice, man. Sorry. It's right in front of you.
There you go. I'm sorry, my brother. God bless you.
Let me get some apple juice looking right at.
Shout out to the New York Sour.
Oh, apple juice head.
Apple juice. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yo, juice head.
Juice head.
I think he wasn't fucked up. I think, like, the things he went through. Especially, I don't know what happened, but any kind of drug you do, I'm not saying he did something on that ranch, but, you know.
He said they drugged the nigga.
Yeah, they probably did.
Nah, he was taking too much of that ginseng.
We don't know. But
ginseng don't have you passing out, nigga.
Yeah. If you take too much, it probably have you pass out.
No.
You don't think so?
Anyways,
I never did that.
I think the effects just made him talk slow. He was still right in mind if you just listen to him. But at the same time, it just, what the fuck? You do got to hurry up. Like, I don't think he was ready for that. And I think he should have told Nori, because Nori asked him, like, do you mind the smoking and alcohol? Because they could have had nothing on there. Like,
but Nori was passing it to him, like, yo, here you go. You want to?
Yeah, I feel like peer pressure. But at the same time, he was a man. Like, you could just say no. He got to do shit for coolness.
He ain't want to say no, though.
You can say no.
You can, but he ain't want to.
And that's the thing, like, yeah, he didn't want to. And I understand, like, in that situation, like, you shouldn't have been around it.
I think Nori...
I think it was still a good interview, like, even though that...
Did you enjoy it, though? Enough.
Yeah, it was like, it made me... made him answer. I'm just saying, it just took him a minute. That's why he didn't like it. You just want, like, when you see Nori, you see popping. Like, you want stuff to pop. Like, you want me to pop off.
Not that, but, like, the nigga, like, he ain't have to pass him the weed. He know he trying to recover from all that shit. Like, Like, he's had guests on there, like Royce the 5'9", and people that
that's
wouldn't
what,
drink.
That's what he said.
And smoke and nothing like that.
Okay, that's what he said on the IG, too.
Yeah, so... And then I think Nori thought that he was going to come there and just tell wild stories. And it seemed like Lamar Odom wasn't there to just be there to be telling wild stories. He was looking at him like, he really asking me this? He's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I was looking at it. So I was why there's a lot of pauses and shit when he was trying to explain shit.
Nigga, that shit was pauses because he was fucking drunk and he was high, nigga. That was all it was. Yeah. I think he speaks a little slower because he was in a coma or some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when I think he had to learn how to walk or some shit, speak again.
Yeah.
So he it sounds like he tries to think about what he says before he actually says it. I guess whatever he went through affected his speech.
That's why I felt though, Dave. So, like what you said. Like,
and then he started like drinking, so it took a little bit longer.
And then he started
smoking. Yeah, exactly. He started getting lit. Shit's come out a little bit slower.
I think people what they want out of it. You know what I'm saying? The questions were answered. Like,
no reason, though, at the same time.
I think the last question what bugged them. It was just like the hospital thing.
Maybe they wanted to show you how long it, you know what I mean? Footage. Like,
Lamar Odom, he's a legend to me, though. He's a legend to me. He played with Kobe, man. I remember watching him bring the ball up, 7-footer, acting like a point guard. CJ said he ain't a legend, but that's another conversation. Whatever.
Check the shit out yourself.
Word. Conway Project. Lulu. Tough. It's tough.
I heard a few little tracks. Tough.
Lulu.
Yeah, shout out to him, Alchemist.
That shit fire.
Yeah, I got the
Alchemist always come nice, man. Like, yeah, do your research on Alchemist, man.
He been putting out some projects with a little bit of everybody. For a long time. Even his like short little EPs he got out. He'll put a little fucking 6-song EP and then he'll put the instrumental out of those fucking songs and shit. So,
yo, Dave, can I ask you something though?
Sure can.
What do you look for when the artists come out? Do you look for the producer or you just look for the artist?
The production, I want to see what in his content. I got to see what he's talking about.
But the production has to be there though, because of the sound. You need this. I need the sound.
But not most of the time. You interested in who producing it?
Yeah, it
does. Right.
It depends on what. Like I said, what his content is, because I know what the fuck to expect. If he talking that talk, I don't want to hear him on pretty much on no. You know, no funny sounding beats.
True, yeah. But the sound, I mean, the sound just gonna fit. I think the content is just gonna come with the sound anyway. But the sound has to be there. Like, you want to hear what's gonna make you move your head. Like, you know what I mean? I think I need the production first. And then everything else. I mean, I'll give
I'll give an artist a try without knowing who the fuck he's producing.
Oh, no, I do that too.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's why I say I just want to hear what the hell he's talking about.
Right.
Because he could be rapping real good over fucking like beats the nigga brought over the internet, but he ain't get a chance to meet that producer yet. You know what I mean? Then you recognize him like, oh.
Didn't 50 do that for the Massacre album? Like, he just ended up just getting a bunch of producers he didn't even know.
Put
it together.
People do that shit a lot.
That nigga 50 was feeling himself.
Don't get it twisted. A lot of people
get Richard Dye trying shit.
A lot of people do that and it works good. Because, you know what I'm saying, it depends on what kind of beats you're good. And you got to look at 50, like, he's not playing with his music. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
They did that shit a lot back in the day. Like, they'll put, like, a memo out if you know producers and shit, and then they'll... They tell them that they looking for beats and have people send them beat packages and shit like that. I don't know how they do it now. You know, some people put their beats online. You know what I mean? They know people's managers' fucking emails and shit, and they send them beat packages.
It was real different back then. Like,
it's all about hustling.
It was about, like, who was the hottest producers. You know, like, every time niggas go to the hottest producers, they won't try and look for, like, new kids. Kids really had to, like, show where they really were.
What I'm saying is the niggas, you was thinking of the hottest producers back then because they was on the come up, nigga. They was on the come up back then.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really the hottest. It was a lot of other people around. They just rose to the fucking top. You know what I mean? There was a lot of other producers out there. They just
I think that's what we forgot. Like, you know they used to be the underdog.
Everybody was making
too.
Beats.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think, like, especially in producers, we forget they used to be an underdog. Mm-hmm. So it's always nice to look for the next underdog.
Yeah.
Who do y'all wish would drop an album right now though? Like, since during these times, everybody in the house, everybody chilling. I mean, we essential, but I'm just saying a lot of people are not working. They just sitting around the crib being bored. Who y'all want to hear from right now?
I need another Griselda.
Like another Griselda bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
What side dropping next month?
No, that's so it's later this
that's
month,
him.
Right? April, right?
Yeah.
Later this month?
I think it's later this month.
Okay, later this month.
But see, that's him, though.
Yeah.
I need all of them. Even though I know all of them still going to be on
every track.
You'll
probably get another West Side, then you're going to get another Benny, and then you'll get another.
Yeah, let's go, Benny. Yeah. I wonder if they, like you said, that sequence right there, are they doing it all with Alchemist the way Conway just did?
I don't know. They'll probably have a mixed right. producer, or they'll do with Derringer, because the last time it was all Derringer. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can see that, Dave. I can see that. I need a Hov album or Snow Allegra. I need Snow Allegra Hov. I'm not satisfied with that J Electronica shit with Hov on. I want a personal Hov album. That's just me though. That's what I want to hear.
I'm not looking for Hov right now. I would love to hear it, but I ain't really.
New York nigga not looking for Hov?
I just don't want to. I'm not begging to hear Hov right now. Like, you know.
I feel you.
Not right to say. Maybe a little, I don't know.
Looking for.
I like to hear him on some Alchemist beats. So.
Looking for my man, J. Cole.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good pick.
You like
it? I'm sure he's coming soon.
This shit, I mean, but this fucking virus shit is slowing things up. I wonder if people even want to release music like that.
Yeah, well, shit.
You know what I mean? Like,
honestly, if you think about it, it's the best
do
time.
Do something, goddammit.
This is the best
put
time.
Put an EP out or
so
something.
That'd be my beef with these local rappers here in the Ville, right there, what you just said.
You talking about, like, this is the best time because people's inside. So
yes.
It's the best, you know what I'm saying? I feel like they should be hungry right now.
Why is niggas at home complaining and crying? Like, put some music out. This is the best time to put shit out. Everything is on the motherfucking internet, man. Right now. Yes, everything is on the Wi-Fi. Grind it out, man. You want to be heard, nigga, put your shit out. Put a song out. Put a song out a week. Put a freestyle out. Producers, put a couple beats out or a snippet or some shit.
You can freestyle.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
put a good freestyle.
Nigga,
out.
We still here recording every week. Fuck that. Risking our lives and y'all in the house. Y'all say y'all got studios. Fucking get it done, man. I want to hear some shit.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, man.
Why you can't go to the gym? Do some push ups at the house.
Yeah, that's a fact, too.
Show niggas you coming for them. Give a fuck if they do got a tight shirt on, they can bust out of it. I'll be able to bust out my shirt, too, soon.
Yeah, CJ, I'm talking to you, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
I fucked around and watched that movie, The Social Networking, about Mark Zuckerberg. Dave, you ain't fucking tell me homie was from White Plains, New York.
God, I don't know. Was he from White Plains?
Yeah. I might have walked past this motherfucker when I was a little kid or some shit on my manic.
Probably not.
Come on, man. Because he around my age. He's like 35. I'm about to be 33. Like, I could have walked past this dude when I was a kid.
What a tiger.
It was a good movie, though. Yeah, that motherfucker stole the whole idea.
I mean, they got paid, though.
I mean, yeah, they got paid, but they ain't get.
They wasn't going to do nothing with it.
They ain't get the billions.
They wasn't going to do nothing with it.
I mean, they ain't get the billions.
They wasn't going to do nothing with it.
Millions, they ain't get the billions.
They had an idea. They couldn't do nothing with
they
it,
couldn't
though.
They couldn't do nothing with it. They needed him. He was like, ew,
y'all
I got this.
Bullshitting. I'm going to take it, and I'm going to do what I need to do with it.
Oh, man, that was a good movie.
Shout out to Zuckerberg. Let me hold something.
From White Plains, man. I'm mad, Dave. You supposed to tell me that shit.
I don't know. Shit. And they ain't never gave me no bread. Oh, man, fuck him.
Oh, and I finally watched The Players Club with my son.
So you watched The Play.
Why
and then you worried about this
like,
nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you watched the wrong shit.
No, I had to watch The Players Club. Hold up. Why is little girlfriend going to show him some shit before I'm going to show him some shit? That's how I took it.
Okay.
I ain't like that shit.
That's smooth.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hold on, your little girlfriend gonna show you some titties, nigga? Dave Ben told me to show you some titties. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, nobody wanna listen to Dave.
I
could've
did
though.
That for you already.
Dave is the bad guy. He's the murderer. You know what I mean? I been told you to show the niggas some titties.
I told you to keep it. It's PG coming. Would get finished with the kids' movies that we seen first.
Man. I know, but his little girlfriend started showing him them videos. I'm like, oh.
I didn't say you couldn't talk to him about sex and shit.
Nah, nigga, listen.
So you showed him some more titties.
Yeah.
He was already lit.
You know what I mean?
You showed him how to be a greasy nigga. So you basically showed him how to be a greasy nigga.
Nah, but he's funny because he tried to act like.
All the niggas on
the
grease.
When, you know, when the titties and shit is showing, he want to kind of act like he closing his eyes. I was like, man, listen, he might always watch this shit, man. Yeah. Like, anybody got time to be playing with you.
I see what's on your phone, little dirty nigga.
Yeah. Talking about
nigga
you
Lex
is great.
Is a little creep.
You ain't nigga, fucking ready.
Relax. He a creep. It's like his fucking father.
Bro, I'm not a creep. That's your ass. Don't get me started. I ain't gonna snitch on you.
Nah, I am, nigga.
Oh, okay.
I'm not the name. I embrace my creepiness.
I embrace
shout out to the creeps. Yeah.
That's nigga man, Dave.
Fuck out of here.
Creep.
Creep.
Recipes Bernie Mac, man.
Word.
And recipes Charlie Murphy. Mm-hmm. I seen great. Them motherfuckers. Yo, Terrence Howard. I was like, and I ain't know Ice Cube wrote that shit.
Yep. That was one of his productions, yep.
Great fucking movie, man. Great movie.
Shout out to Ice Cube.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Ice Cube.
Legend.
Like I said, rest in peace, Marco. Rest in peace, Nipsey. You know what it is. Then you have a question, Moses, before yeah, we get up out of here? Yeah, let's go.
Did you talk about the Tiger shit?
I only seen the first episode on the
we'll
Tiger
we'll get
King.
Back to it.
I only seen the first episode.
Stupid as fuck.
I just know it's a lot of wild shit going on.
Yeah, I just looked at the TV and the nigga was standing there with his two husbands. I said, okay, I see,
yeah,
where,
it was like,
I see where this
I
is going.
I was like, whoa.
the niggas ain't had no shirt on. Shout out to them.
It's
shout
too
out
much
to them.
Murder and drugs. I don't want
to shout
see
out to them.
But, if, you sold,
could you, hold on,
if you sold drugs,
if you sold
how would
drugs.
You sell
it? How would you sell it?
Mm.
Today? Because niggas using Cash App.
How?
Before this shit even
that's
happened.
Paper trail to me.
Say this Corona shit didn't even happen. How would you sell it?
Of course. I don't know. I don't know the question. How would I sell it?
Look at that.
I wouldn't sell,
look at Dave
sell,
pleading to the fifth.
I wouldn't sell anything. You know why? Because it's illegal.
I hear that. Next.
Oh, are you shit. At?
I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's so many. What do you mean? Like, how would I sell it? Like, how would I get it over here? How would I?
Like, if I sold drugs,
you know,
like I would have
it
like
in big
exotic pets.
Okay.
Probably exotic snakes.
Okay.
Put in the snakes.
You put the dope in the snakes.
Yeah. Fuck gonna mess with
that's
snake.
Animal cruelty, my man. Don't do that. Don't do that. We're not doing that.
Where you getting the snakes and the drugs from?
I would say.
Where you getting the snakes and what drugs are we talking about?
Right.
Don't
we
matter.
We got meth. We got coke.
It don't matter.
And now you stuffing animals with drugs.
You stuffing don't animals with the dope.
Hey, listen. I don't know.
You got
who
heroin.
I don't know who this guy Moses is, but I don't like it. This nigga is dangerous. I'm not stuffing no animals
I'm
with
just
no
saying,
drugs.
Yo,
man,
saying,
fuck that.
Yeah.
I would.
I'm not scared of shit.
I'll stuff
an
animal.
I'll
do that.
Listen, we got to get across the border.
I would say
they're going to mess it over.
Because I feel like they're going to mess with anything
you
else.
You could probably do it with animal supplies or some shit like that.
No,
use the animal.
They're going to look through that shit.
Nigga, they look through the animals too. The animals sitting there dying and shit. Like, damn, why are these fucking snakes coming through this fucking gate half dead because them niggas got heroin in their belly
because
you got somebody at the factory not rapping shit right.
Yeah, well, yo, it got across the border
and
we had to make $500,000. Like, what you mean?
And you sacrificing
sacrificing the animal or sacrificing the $500,000?
The animals, my nigga. Don't bring the animals into it.
This nigga
there's other ways to move shit around here.
First of all, I said how I move it. That's how I move it. I don't care what you're talking about.
Okay.
Moving it through the fucking snakes.
Okay.
Nigga, just get a legal ass car, put the shit in the back seat, and drive carefully.
You talking about some Grand Theft Auto?
What are we talking about here? It's that simple, man. No tint. Get have your tag straight. Mm. You're good. Put your fucking seatbelt on and do the fucking speed limit. Trust me, everything be good. Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here. This is fucking dirty. How would you do it? I ain't even asked you, mother. You do it to the animals, huh?
That's what I just
animal
said.
Animal cruelty ass motherfucker.
See, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Like, what the fuck?
I said snakes that'll bite your ass.
You might as well get a tour bus full of holes.
I said snakes that'll bite your ass to kill your ass. Animal cruelty. If I said a dog or something.
Why are you going to get snakes that? Can you even get the fucking dope out the snake if it's going to bite you?
Huh?
It kill you?
He not worried about the snake's lives.
Like, what the fuck are we talking about? We getting the fuck out of here, man.
It'll probably be easier to get some girls to boof it for you than snakes, nigga. Yeah. You know what I mean? Y'all find some dead.
Are they still boofing?
Listen, they boofing everything. Shout out to the boofers, baby. How you think the fucking everything getting in the jails, nigga? The boofing is still alive out here.
Jesus Christ.
That's a fact. Shout out to the boofers, man.
I don't want
to
smoke no ass weed, man. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, you can either smoke it or you can sell it. What you want to do? Shorty willing to boof it.
Oh, so that would be your way of you moving through the jails. If you was to sell
it. It's triple in jail, too.
Oh, you know, huh?
That's what I heard. Let's go. We out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here. This motherfucking Dirty Water Podcast, episode 71, man. Check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. We on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Fuck with us on SoundCloud, Dirty Water Podcast. We on that little purple app on your iPhone, that little Apple Podcast app. Rate this shit. Leave a review. Hit us up if what you want us to talk about. We here just talking shit, having fun. Get your dirty water. That's what we do.
Yeah.
My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
We're getting the fuck out of here. Episode 71, 26 and...
Word.
Moses.